The following program is for adult audiences only.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Running on Empty with Mr. Windy.
Yeah, man.
Let me ask you something, you poor son of a bitch. Because you ain't got it near as good as I do. I should shoot a fucking crow right now out on the highway. They're out there. I could kill them. Okay, but I'm getting ready. I want to tell you something, man. I bought this high-dollar cooker, heater, everything. And I'm making cheeseburgers, I'm making steaks, I'm making chicken sandwiches, grilled tuna, grilled salmon, right here in a spaceship, man. So when you said call in 2 minutes, hold on a minute. I was about to set my fucking leg on fire, because I'm getting... The problem is, when you're dealing with a propane... Now I got a propane cooker in an enclosed area. Holy fuck. My, I got a thing that says that you're using up too much oxygen, you're going to die in here. Fuck you. That's the red pepper. Don't let the red pepper fool you. The red pepper that I got on them burgers is causing me to choke too. I can't breathe with all the red pepper that I have on the grill inside this van. But you know what? I've been doing it since before you were shitting yellow. And I'll be doing it long after you're gone. And you got to believe that's true. That shit. I don't give a fuck, man. Now then, let's get on to our goddamn show. You ready?
I've been sitting here waiting for you to say something that makes me laugh or entertaining or something. I don't know. What do you got for us this week? I know you were staying with some woman recently, and you were upset that I wasn't able to call you when you were over there with her. Is that true?
And I made a deal with that woman, and I'll say her name. She's on Facebook, and everybody in Northern Michigan knows her. Her name is Karen Eberhardt, and she's known as KK, Crazy Karen. But she's not crazy. She's sick. She's a fucking lunatic. She's got all kinds. So she made a deal with me. She said, you're too cold in that van. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not too cold in this van to be hanging around with you, because I went and hung around with her last summer when I first got here. And, you know, I walked from her house, which is where Bob Seger lives, right down the road. Okay, hey, Bob Seger. Hey, nice to meet you. Right down from Crazy Karen. And
you know Bob personally?
I do not know him personally, but he drives by her fucking house, and she thinks everybody wants her. Everybody wants KK. We got thrown out of the bowling alley because everybody wants KK. The bartender said, get the fuck out of here. And she's trying to say, well, I'm with Mr. Winnie. No, you're not with Mr. Winnie. You are not. Oh, there's them fucking crows. Okay. So anyway, let me tell you something, man. This woman, she talked me into this, Gentry. She said, I offered you. She put on Facebook many times over and over again. I offered you a nice warm bed and a place to stay instead of being in your cold fucking van. Well, you know what? When I got there, there ain't no nice warm bed. The rooms are heated with floodlights, which does nothing. She bounces the light off the wall and thinks that's heating the room up. There is no hot water. Her boiler is out. There's no hot water for the dishwasher. There's no hot water for the washing machine. There's no... She takes what's called a bird bath, man. A bird bath. Are you shitting me? She puts a pot of water on the stove, and she boils it up, and then she throws it in the bathtub, and she mixes it with cold well water, which is what's up here in Michigan. Everybody has well water. It's the goddamn Great Lakes are everywhere. So she puts 1 inch of water in her bathtub that's lukewarm, and she sits in there and splashes around her like a fucking bird. You know how you had a bird bath at the plantation where the little birds go out there and flap their wings? That's what she does. That's what she does. And she wants me to do that. And then I'm sitting up there, man. I'm just like, man, I was lured to be there because she told me, I'm going to go visit my mama who's dying, and I need you to watch my dog for a month. I said, okay, Karen, I've been at your house before. Last time I was there over the summer, I had to walk back 22 miles to get the fuck away from you. And so I said, it's too cold now. If I come up there and I come watch your dog, I'm not going to walk in 22 fucking miles. No. I got to go visit my mom. Well, one day went by. She didn't go visit her mom. 2 days went by. Now, every day is costing me $100. $100 every fucking day. And so the third day goes by, and I'm like, Karen, when are you going to go see your mother? She's like, wait a minute. We got kicked out of a bowling alley. We went bowling. I was invited to go bowling by her friends who are league bowlers. You want to come bowl? I said, yeah, I'll get me a lane way down there. I ain't bowled in, 10 years. Finster, omelet, Finster, all that. I ain't bowled. I'll go down and practice. Well, then she decides she's going to invite herself along the way. And they're like, what is she doing? I'm like, man, I don't know. It's your neighbor. No. She's like, well, she invites herself. She winds up being in there. We get there. I have to pay for her shoes. I have to pay for her drinks. I have to pay for everything. And then the bowling alley tells her to get the fuck out, man. Fucking with other people who are bowling.
What was she doing to get kicked out?
She thinks, she told me the bartender is stalking her and wants to sex her up. The bartender in the bowling alley don't give a fuck about her, man.
Does she have big tits?
And the guy's showing.
Does she have big tits?
Yeah, she got big tits and stuff. I'll send you a picture. Listen, Gentry, I'll make you a deal. You want to have some fucking fun? She thinks she was a communications major in college, whatever the fuck that's worth. I don't give a fuck. But she says she wasn't. She believes that she could have a podcast that would whip me and whip Shaq and whip De'Ron Harris and whip your dad, BJ. She could have a podcast. Oh, she wants to know us. Who the fuck does she talk to? I said, Karen, you need to fucking, people need to want to listen to you, man. People need to want to be, nobody wants to listen to you. And I went around her, listen, Gentry, she tried to give me old people's underwear.
Well, aren't you old?
What?
You're collecting Social Security, right?
I am.
That makes you fucking old.
No, it don't make me old, Gentry. I'm 63 years old, man.
Fucking old, man. Fucking old.
You know what, Gentry, anytime you want to, I'll come down there and I'll slap the shit out of you again, and you'll say, I got the shit slapped out of me by an old motherfucker.
Fuck you, man!
No, fuck you. Fuck you, Gentry. Listen, I'll beat you like cornbread batter, and you fucking know it. Don't tell me I'm fucking old, man.
I'll treat you like a flea, like on a dog's balls. Just flick you right off.
Gentry, you know what I'll do with you? I will pick you up, and I will throw you like I did Triple T, that black guy that I worked with on the Pleiades. I said, that's bullshit, Tony. And I grabbed him, and I threw him. I did not push him. I threw him into the slip. 300 feet out into the fucking water. I threw that motherfucker and said, Jesse, your buddy Jesse, said, you know what? You're not allowed around these docks anymore. You threw Tony in the slip. I said, I don't give a fuck. You people like Tony? He said, no. Tony's a piece of shit, but nobody throws anybody in the slip. Well, I said, well, I did. Listen, you think I'm fucking kidding? So anyway, let me tell you, listen, I made a note, Gentry. I made a note here. When I went there, I was to go there to, I agreed to leave here, to leave the comforts of the spaceship, and go up there. And she said, I'm going down to visit my mother for a month. I said, Karen, I'll come there for a month. Yeah. The day you get back is the day I leave. Well, you know what? She didn't leave the first day. She didn't leave the second day. She didn't leave the third day. She set me up, man. $400 it cost me in 3 days to be around there. She'd go into a grocery store and get a bunch of stuff like she's buying groceries for me when she leaves.
Well, I see a common denominator here. It seems like everywhere you stay, somebody's out to screw you over.
Hold on, it's never you, always somebody else. I'll wait. Go ahead.
Isn't that a true story? I know you like to say that. True story. Everywhere you
go, you
think it's the person you're staying with that's screwing you.
I'll wait. Let me know when you shut the fuck up, and I'll tell you about everywhere I say is a true story.
Bullshit.
Where I'm at right now in my van, Tucker Paul don't come out here. and his wife, Sam, they don't come out here. Then people don't come out here. They don't try to make me come out here and make me go crawl in bed with them. They don't make me try. I'm all right in this band, and it's all right, man. I'm way on the edge of the property, maybe even halfway on somebody else's property. But they don't do that. I'm a solitary person. I'm a single person, and I'm doing fine out here. But she talked me into, you can come up here and just, she got a three-level house. Paul looked it up and came to pick me up. $375,000 her house is worth. But they have never seen the inside of it. They don't know that the boiler don't work. They don't know that the stove don't work. They don't know that it's going to be $100,000 to fix that fucking house up. But that doesn't matter. So anyway, Paul comes out there to pick me up to get me the fuck out of there, man, because it's $100 a day to sit there and hang around her. And I've been there before. I've been there before, and I left, and I walked away. I walked 22 miles, man, in the summer. Ted O'Dell, the instigator, I managed to call him halfway down the 40-mile walk, and he picked me up and gave me a ride. I told Karen, when she was hassling me this time 2 days ago, I called Paul on my phone. I said, man, I'll give you $100. It's 20 miles, 40 miles. I'll give you $100. You told me that the Uber was $60. She told me Uber was coming here to get me. Guess what? I got there. It's $110, man. That starts the ripoff. Then it goes, she stole my whiskey. She stole my smokes. She don't come get a shot of whiskey. She steals the whole fucking bottle, man. She don't come get a smoke. She steals the whole fucking carton. She don't come fucking.
This seems to happen to you often. I don't know why.
Yeah, but you know what?
Wasn't it the last place you stayed? Same thing. Took your smokes, made you buy all the groceries, wanted your dick. Yeah. You wouldn't give it to her.
Yeah.
I mean, common denominator.
Yeah. But you know what? Guess what? I'm back in the clubhouse now. I'm back in the Mars spaceship. Hey, Mackie Ward, not Mars vacuum cleaner joint. My Mars spaceship. You know, Elon Musk sent that Tesla up to Mars. I'm going to get in and put me a little rocket on this bed, and I'll go there. They want you to lay down for fucking 3 years till you get to Mars. I'll fucking sit in this fucking van. Just get me up there.
What are you going to do without a cigarette for the ride?
No, they're going to have me cigarettes for the fucking ride.
You can't smoke in one of those space shuttles.
I'm in my van right now. I smoke in this van right now. Now, the alarm did go off here a while ago. I must be smoking too many cheeseburgers. Too much gas being burnt. I do have an alarm on in here. And the alarm did say, you're running out of oxygen. Is that why I'm having trouble? Feel like I'm in fucking Denver? Yeah, because you need to shut your grill up. I sent you a picture. I want to give a shout out to them fucking people. I don't mean them fucking people. They're very nice people. At the hardware store, they sold me a propane burner, heater, everything.
Propane and propane accessories.
Yeah, but this one here is not just a heater. It flips upside down. Thank you, Wesley at Gilroy's. It's a burner. It's a stove. And let me tell you how hot it gets. You can't, that son of a bitch, when you turn it on, it sounds like an afterburner on a fighter jet. It's fucking like, holy fuck. It takes me 3 minutes to cook 3 cheeseburgers, man. It would take me $15 and a half-hour walk to go down to McDonald's down here to get me 3 cheeseburgers. Now, I just buy me a 15-pack for $15, a dollar a piece, put them on my burner, and this van smells really good right now. It smells.
Yeah, like cigarettes and cheeseburgers, like the McDonald's and a Pall Mall. Beautiful scent.
And old man.
Sweaty-ass balls.
And crushed red pepper and garlic. Don't forget the crushed red pepper and garlic.
Running on empty with Mr. Windy.
Okay, do you have anything good planned for the show? Because so far you've wasted 10 minutes of my life.
No, I tell you something. I have something really good to plan for your fucking stupid ass shit. We are very excited here for the last week or two. We've been very down, well, I say we, me and the mouse in my pocket and the giant cock in my fucking pants, okay? We have been a little downtrodden on the weather. It's been minus 12 and minus 15, And now it seems like we've cleared. We might be on the verge of a breakthrough because we're in a 41 right now. 41. That's a heat wave here. That's a heat wave. And then coming up 35, 35. And I don't see any minus 10s and minus 12s. We can get into February. And February is supposed to be colder than January. If January was only as cold as minus 12 and we did it one or two and one day minus 15, we did all that. Okay, fine. They're done. Now, let me tell you something, man. And this, I'm pointing this directly at you, and I'm pointing it directly at Buck Stevenson. He's on Facebook. He's a Michigander. He's Buck's Rupin. I worked for him up here. But he's 2 years older than me, so he's 65. I'm 63. He has worked his way into, he lives in Cross Creek, Florida. He's on Facebook all the time. He's got an airboat. He chases alligators. He does all that stuff. And he wants to tell you about the fucking temperature in the swamp. It's on there today. Buck Stevenson, 67 in the swamp. Good. Well, in the summertime, where you guys are, when it's 125 degrees underneath the mango tree, and the mangoes are so fucking hot, they're falling up and laying on your fucking head. And he texts back and says, my fat is melting. Okay, right. And then he comes back up here. So, Buck, I'm not slamming Buck, but he's a regular fucking snowbird. He can afford to live in Florida in the winter, and he can afford to live in Michigan in the summer. The beautiful weather here, 70 degrees.
You've done that before. I've seen you stay in Michigan for the summer. Come on down to Florida in the winter. You've done that before.
I know that, but I don't usually stick it out through the winter. You know, I've done it a few times. Now I'm doing it again. I could be tempted right now to say, you know what? I got enough fucking money. I'll fucking go to the airport and I'll just head back down to Florida.
How's that Social Security working out, by the way? Are you spending it all? Did that bitch take all your money?
I actually managed to save. I thought that I would be broke, you know, from month to month, but I actually had $100-something left over before I got reloaded by Social Security. And that's only because I'm here at Tucker Paul's, and, you know, I buy this and I buy that and I buy this and I buy that there. And I pay the trash here. I pay the trash. You know, $270 got behind, I paid it. Psh, pay it.
You know, when you do a good deed for somebody, you don't have to announce it all the time on your show.
Well, listen, then you just cut it right the fuck out. All I'm telling you is you tell me, well, you ought to give at least $25 a week. Okay, well, look, listen, I'm not.
I probably said more like $100 a week.
Well, I don't know why you said, but listen, so anyway, I spend money. I know he says I get frugal, but when you have to budget your money, you don't understand. When the winter breaks here and we get into spring and you no good motherfuckers down there are 125 degrees underneath a fucking mango tree and we're 60 or 70 degrees, I'm going to be saying to Buck, you know, hey, Buck, how's it going in the swamp? What's the temperature in the swamp today?
I'll tell you, I'm like most civilized human beings, under air. And I got 2,500 square foot under air, 72 degrees. So most people aren't living in a van down by the river like you, Mr. Windy.
Ain't no fucking river around me. And you know what? You're not paying for your electricity. You're fucking the people that fucking back you. They're the ones who are paying it. You're not paying it.
Oh, it's all my hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that pay this electric bill around here.
Huh? How much is your electric bill? $400 a month, man? That ain't shit.
Shit. My electric bill is $550, $600 a month.
Okay, let me move on here. That's by $600 a month, baby, because you got all that shit going on there. Now, let me tell you something about this motherfucker here. I got to try to read my shit.
I'm hoping you got something entertaining planned for the show. I thought you had plenty of time to get ready for this show.
Well, I'll tell you what. This motherfucker told me that if we grow old together, if we grow old, not
who,
you.
Who? We? What are you talking about? It's getting weird.
Her and I. She told me if we grow old together, I'll take care of you. I said, Karen, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't have any heat. You don't have any hot water. You don't have shit here. Where the fuck you been?
She's got that little, she's got that little hoo-ha.
I am not, I told her, I said, you want to talk about growing old together? I said, I'm not growing another fucking day with you. Dude.
What about snuggling up to those big fun bags she's got?
Yeah, but when she told me she's taking a bird bath and she's sitting in her bathtub with only 1 inch of water in it, and she said, her exact words were, I got to wash my coochie. Is that what you call it, a coochie?
Hotter than a hoochie coochie? You've heard old Alan Jackson say that.
Whatever. But listen, when she tried to get me to go into her fucking, her bird bath.
When she tried to get you to go down, way down yonder on her little Chattahoochee.
Hey, in the bird bath after she got out of it. And I said, there ain't no fucking way, man. That water's dirty. Your coochie's in there. Your chicken eye's in there. Everything's in there. The water's fucking dirty. So you know what she does? She drags her dog named Otis and she forces him in that fucking water and she gets him a fucking bath. Listen, you think I'm fucking Judgy, you want to have some fun? She wants to. She thinks that she had a podcast. She's a communications major.
Yeah, you told us that already in the show. She wants to do a podcast and she'd kick your ass.
Yeah, but you know what? Every time that you try to call somebody and nobody ever answers, let me tell you about this son of a bitch right here. She has no one. No one ever calls her.
Of course, that's why you were allowed over.
No, she's trying to use me. But listen, I want to tell you something. I don't care if you put me on hold and you dial her fucking number up, and if she gets it, she fucking answers, she'll be entertaining, but I won't be able to fucking talk, man, because I could see myself in prison if I hang around her too long. But if you want to have some fun and talk to a lunatic, when's the last time besides me? I'm not really a real lunatic. I may have lunacy.
What did you just say? Say that again. You were breaking up. What'd you say?
Lunacy. There may be a little bit of lunacy in my actions, but I wouldn't classify myself as a lunatic. I'm telling you right now, I'll call her right now. I'll say, Karen, where in the fuck's my medicine? Where the fuck is my headset? Where in the fuck is everything you fucking stole from me? And fuck, I don't know where it may go from there, but I don't know. It could be a lot of fun, and I don't give a fuck if you don't want to.
What's her number?
231. I'm trying to remember. I may have to fucking look it up. God damn, I should have wrote it down. 6128. And I want you to talk to her. Say, Karen, you want a podcast? You talk to her. She's a lunatic.
I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Don't worry about it.
Double call.
She must know I'm after her, man. That's all right. Okay.
Nobody ever answers for you, man. Nobody. You're lucky I took your call today.
No, I left stuff everywhere. I have stuff in California. I have stuff in Texas. I have stuff at your house.
I'm leaving too. I can't stand it anymore.
Listen, man. Yeah, no, please. You're in the Virginias, man. Can you? You're on the same lateral line as me. You can't swing over here and grab me, and we'll fucking go somewhere. Come on, man.
I'm in Fort Myers today, here at the studio.
Why?
I got a car and a driver's license and all that good stuff.
Goddamn, Judgey's been less than truthful with me. He told me he was up there in the vaginas and you wasn't leaving there for a long time.
Yeah, I've only been here since Monday. I just came for a visit.
Well, let me ask you something about that being for a visit there, Yano. What do you think about a woman who thinks that if she steals enough stuff from you that you will not leave her because you will not leave your stuff behind? That's what's happening here. She has stolen so much from me that she thinks that I won't leave her. I left stuff in California. I left stuff in Oklahoma. I left stuff in Blackjack, Texas. I left stuff at Gentry's Plantation. I left stuff on the Pleiades. I'll leave stuff here. I'll leave this van here. I don't give a fuck. I am not going to sit there, man, and have people sit there and think that they have strings on my kitchen. You understand what strings on the kitchen mean? You got strings like a puppet. I am not your puppet. You're not going to put strings on me and think that by stealing from me, you will cause me to want to stay because I want my stuff back. Bullshit. I'll leave it behind. I'm back in my truck, and I got my fucking badass gun right here. Got my heaters. I got.
What kind of gun you got?
It's a Benjamin 22 pellet rifle.
You ain't gonna hurt shit with that, man. You come over here with my AR, my Wyndham's gonna put you on punky, your back, punky, you little bitch.
Punky.
I gotta when see I'm this KK. There, I gotta see a girl that wants to grow old with Charles.
Punky, let me talk to the gentry. Punky, I'm calling Punky so he knows who I'm talking to. When you're in your hot tub and you have clothes on and you're bottling yourself and all that stuff, and I'm over the fence back there by where the green beans are, and I got this pellet gun, and I pop you right in one of your fucking goggles, you won't even fucking know where the fuck that came from. You fucking be by Jordan, Faith, Amy, somebody, something happened. I got something, a bee or something hit me in the eye. No, you're not. What? Yeah, you'll start this shit again. Right, Yendo. Tell him, if I choose to, I have enough money. I can go wherever the fuck I want to. I can come down there. I may have to walk to the bus station. I'm not walking to the goddamn airport. That's goddamn 40 miles. I can walk to a bus station. But I could come down there, and you know what would be funny? This is no bullshit. No bullshit at all. I will sit behind that fucking fence where I cut the palm trees down. And where the electric company did all the wire trimming and the tree trimming. And I'll sit back there and I'll just go. Pss, pss, pss. And then, you know, Gentry, squirting little ass, dirty cat, fucking like a girl, looking around. Who said that? Pss. Over here, cocksucker.
Call the dogs. Sick 'em, boy. They'll be all over your nuts. You'll be crying like a baby.
Oh, fuck. You know what? And you know what, dumbass? And you know what, dumbass? I will have a marinated steak that's in that green shit that goes in your radiator. And you throw that to the dog, and the dog eats that. And guess what? The dog takes about 3 fucking steps and drops over dead. That's how they tried to kill my dogs in Texas. They don't give a fuck if you got dogs. They will marinate a steak in that green shit that's in your radiator, and then they will throw that out there, and your dog will eat it. Your dog will drop it. Don't play no stupid shit on me, Gentry. And then I'll walk right in your fucking yard. I'll say, hit me, Gentry. You'll do your stupid ass swing. Nothing. I'll say, okay, you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Pow! I'll knock you off your bed. And this time I won't catch you. I might even step on your fucking neck, man. You fucking keep playing with me. Don't fucking, listen, I got to head back down that way, pay some visits to people in the fucking shrimp boats. Jesse is even still alive. Is Blake still alive? I heard Trico went out of business. They got ruined. Trico's ruined. Erickson and Jensen, I guess, what'd they do? Did they buy Trico? Wow, that'd be pretty cool. They got 600 feet of dock space instead of 300 feet. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, what's up with Jesse? So I can't get a hold of anybody. You fucking want to play around. You know, and listen, under my fucking nose. Where the fuck you go? I'm not even fucking done yet, man. Oh, fuck, I'm tired of talking about Karen. If we grow old, motherfucker, tell me if we grow old together, she'll take care of me. You ain't got to take care of anybody, but, man, you got no heat in your fucking house. You got no hot water. You wash dishes in the dishwasher with cold fucking water. You heat your house with fucking floodlights, dirty underwear. The motherfucker gave me a bunch of soiled underwear. No bullshit. Soiled underwear that she claims had been washed. I was like, Karen, who in the fuck's shit is this? Ah, I ain't had a man in 6 years. And I said, that's him? Yeah, he got eaten by coyotes. Died of an overdose out in the woods. I said, this is fucking George's wearing, and you want me to wear these? She said, they've been washed. I said, listen, I see fart trails, I see skid marks, I see all kinds of shit. Well, they've been washed in cold water with no fucking soap, man. You're like a camper. You like washing shit at Camp Palmer. Throw it in the fucking river and hope you rinse the clumpy shit rinses out of it and put the motherfucker back on after you fucking dry it, man. Holy fuck.
Running on empty with Mr. Windy.
Listen, you have no idea, but I will tell you this right now. No bullshit. This is no bullshit. I have a way to cook whatever the fuck I want. If I want to have a steak, I mean a $25 steak, I go to the grocery store. I had to walk there, but whatever. I cook that steak right here on my grill, and I'll eat the son of a bitch. I want to have 3 cheeseburgers. Yeah. I got a 15 pack of them from Dollar General. Yeah. With real cheese. They got real cheese on. I don't do two pants, no lettuce and tomatoes. It's too cold in here. Lettuce and tomatoes will freeze. But I just do bread and cheese and the mustard. Yeah, yeah. But it's, listen, cocksucker. This is a true story. In the wintertime here in Michigan can be a little bit crummy. They can get cold. It can get a bunch of bullshit. But if you make it through the winter here and you are here at the start of the spring, when it's time to start tilling the garden, time to start planting the garden, time to start hunting mushrooms, time to start to, and then when you're here in March, when the spring starts, which ain't that far away, March, and you know that you have until November before you got to get a plan together. Well, and I know that. I know I got to have a plan. I will not do this shit again. You bet on that. Bet your bottom dollar, your last dollar, before you give it to Yano. You bet your last dollar before you give it to fucking Yano. That I will not do this again. I did it. Somebody asked me one time, about a week or two ago, they said, Mr. Windy, is this your first Michigan winter? No, it ain't. I've been here before. I've been here with Bubbles. I've been here with Leah. I've been here with fucking my first winter here. I got here in February. I've been here with Omelet. It's not my first one. I don't like any of them. I don't like ice fishing. I don't like snow skiing. I don't like snowmobiling. I don't like fucking 20 below zero. I'm just not a fan of it. Goddamn Buck Stevenson, where are you? That guy worked longer than I did. I'm on Social Security retirement, but I get a paltry $700-something a month. I'm not on disability or no bullshit. I'm on straight up retirement, $700-something now, but $1,100-something when I'm 65. I took it when I was 62. Which cost me 30% less. So I lost a third by doing that. Okay, fine. I'm going to find a way to get my way back down there and cast that shrimp off the beach and sell them on the side of the highway because I can still make $28,000 a month. What did they say? A year. $28,000 a year I can make on top of my Social Security retirement. $28,000. But if I make it under the table, like casting that shrimp or working for Bucks Roofing or working for Green Arrow, Art Keys, working for any of them people when you're under the table, then that would be righteous. But right now, I'm just doing what I'm doing. I'm living on what I got, and I'm trying to not let people fucking cheat me out of it. And I've been doing a piss-poor job at that. I got beat out of $400 in 3 fucking days. It's very annoying. Her name is Karen Eberhardt. Put it on your fucking shit list. She's on Facebook. I shit canned her, and I blocked her, and I did everything. But she's Karen Eberhardt, and she's a fucking lunatic. And you fucking put it on there. And so I'm learning as I get older. You know, you guys are, well, I don't mean to call you punks. You know, you guys are fucking 20 years younger than me, 10 years younger than me. You know, I was 10 years old when you were born. I can remember what I was doing when you were born and all that shit. But when you fucking talk about fucking, you know, I'm fucking 60-something years old, man, and I'm learning. I am still learning. I am learning. I'm learning about people that scam you, people that play fucking pranks on you. Come watch my house. I'll be gone for a month. No, you're not gone for a month. You fucking played me. You played me to get me to come to your house, and now you're not leaving. Now you want my whiskey. You want my fucking smokes. You want everything. You got no hot water. You got no fucking heat. You fucking got a mangy ass fucking dog that fucking runs off. One neighbor wants to stab the dog. The other neighbor's going to shoot the dog. So, and nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants you. They don't want you bowling. They kick you out of bowling. They tell you to leave. They tell you nothing. Karen Everhart, this FYI is for you. Nobody likes you. No one. Not your kids. They don't come around for Christmas, for New Year's, for any day. No one likes you. Your neighbors hate you. They want to stab your dog. The other neighbor wants to shoot your dog. Everybody, Crazy Karen, KK, Crazy Karen, get a clue. Stop fucking people. You fuck people and you're fucking stupid. You're deaf, you're dumb, you're blind, and you're fucking stupid. And that's why nobody wants anything to fucking do with you, man. And I was stupid enough to leave you. You'd tell me, well, you come here, watch my house and my dog, I'll leave. Okay, well, go, get out of here. Well, she didn't get out. One day, she's still there. Next day, she's still there. Next day, she's still there. Oh, fuck you. I'm getting the fuck. I'm not doing. And she wonders what. She told me, I ain't had a man in 6 years. And guess what? I don't believe you'll ever have a fucking man again ever in your fucking life. Because unless you get him really fucking drunk and you really fuck him up and you fucking lead him in a second do something, you're not going to get it, Karen, because you are too fucked up. Karen Everhart, you are on my show, Running on Empty with Mr. Windy, and I am here to tell you, you are too fucked up for anyone to ever want anything to do with you. Not KLT, not Ahmet, not Finster, not me, not anybody, man. God damn it, get a clue, man. You are too fucked up. You're just too fucked up. So I hope to get her. I'm not done with her. Her number is 373-3168. I'll be calling her back. I don't give a fuck. Try to have me. Her old man, her last old man 6 years ago, she said they found him out in the woods. Coyotes ate him. Right. And now you want me to put on his underpants? Really? You want me to put on this guy's underpants that the fucking coyotes ate? They've been washed. What? In cold water? With no soap? What the fuck? I don't fucking plow, man. You heat your house with fucking floodlights? Are you fucking shitting me? I got a nice warm bed. No, you don't. No, you don't. My bed is warmer than your bed. My bed's warmer than you. And you're not around, motherfucker. God damn it. Answer my fucking phone. Let me tell you another thing. I heard a phone ring when I was upstairs trying to stay away from her. And I thought she had the same ringtone as I did. And then she's talking, blah, 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 blah. She said, is this Trucker Paul? This is Secretary. This is so-and-so. I said, oh, no. I come flying down the stairs. I said, what the fuck are you doing answering my phone, man? What the fuck are you doing? She stole my headset. She went in my fucking bag and stole my headset. And she went, fuck, man. What else I got on here? Dirty underwear, floodlights, cold water, dirty dishes. I told you about that bullshit. Stole my whiskey. She wants me to crawl in bed with her. Listen to this shit. She come at me one night, 3 or 4 nights ago, told me, you're too cold up here. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just fine up here. You leave me alone. She said, no, this room is too cold. I said, this room is just fine. Get the fuck out of here, Karen. She said, I want you to come down there and sleep with me in my bedroom. I said, no. I called Paul, and he will verify, Trucker Paul will verify that I called him while she's in the fucking bed trying to take my fucking clothes off, man. Are you fucking shitting me, Gentry? Do you even have anybody that does that to you? Does your wife try to take your clothes off? Probably not. You probably have to fucking beg and plead and borrow and all that shit with her. I don't have that problem. I tell people, get the fuck away from me. I am not taking my clothes off, and you are not taking my clothes off either. You get nothing from me. That's it. So I called Paul. I said, listen, man, she's in this bed trying to take my clothes off and doing a bird bath and splashing around in 1 inch of water in the bathtub. Lukewarm, and then if I don't get in that fucking water, she washes her dog in that fucking water. Holy fucking, she probably drinks it after that. This motherfucker. So Paul was good enough to come up there and get me. He came up and got me. I told him I'd give him $100. He said, no, you just buy me lunch right over here, this joint right over here. I said, listen, I'll buy you lunch for a week. I'll still buy him lunch. I'll buy him lunch today. I'll buy him lunch tomorrow. I'll buy him lunch for a year to get me away from that motherfucker. So he got his shrimp dinner. Yeah, it's beautiful. I watched him eat. I was like, oh, it smells good, man. I'm a shrimper. I like shrimp. Yeah. Go ahead, eat some shrimp. Thank you for getting me the fuck out of there. So I'm out there. I'm back in the club. I got 3 cheeseburgers waiting on me right here. And guess what? I got a half gallon of whiskey sitting right there that nobody stole. And I got a carton of smokes. Where they at? Yeah, right over there. Right up there, over there, up over the top. Nobody stole. I got a queen-size bed that's as warm as a queen-size bed in this motherfucker's fucking house. Are you fucking shitting me, man? No wonder her kids all got taken away from her. No wonder all her, everybody, no wonder any neighbors. And I knew all this. I knew it. Don't go there. But she promised me that I was only going there to watch her house and her dog while she went to visit her mother. She lied to me. She's not going to visit her mother. Her mother doesn't want her around. Her sister don't want her around. Her kids don't want her around. The neighbors don't want her around. The bowling alley don't want her around. The bus doesn't want her around. No one wants her around. So what the fuck am I doing? Well, guess what? Funny boy. I got it figured out. I called Tucker Paul. He came up there and picked him up. A shrimp dinner. He got a shrimp dinner. Psst. I'm back here in the clubhouse, back in my van, spaceship, yep, and there's nobody, Tucker Paul, his wife, their kids, their dogs, their cats, they don't have any cats, anybody, they don't come out here bothering me, man, ever. No one bothers me out here. I'm out here, no one bothers me. So I sit right there, I sit right here. Like I am right now. I got my 3 cheeseburgers right there. I can eat them 3 cheeseburgers, and I ain't got to listen to some bitch say, what are you going to do to it? Did you buy a bottle of whiskey for the house? I said, what the fuck are you talking about, a bottle of whiskey for the house? The last bottle of whiskey I bought, you fucking stole. Well, I don't know. It'll show up someday. That's what she told me. That bottle of whiskey will show up someday. Right. When I'm gone. Right. You think by stealing my headset, you think by stealing my whiskey, you think by stealing my cigarettes, you think by stealing everything that I have, I have nothing. You will never get my property in Oklahoma. I still have that. You should never get that. She may try. I don't know. She's too stupid for that. No matter what. When you steal from a homeless person, which is what I am, I'm basically homeless. Can you imagine walking up, imagine yourself or even J.E.N. or anybody, walk up to a homeless person and say, can I have your smokes? Can I have your beer? Can I have your whiskey? And they tell you, it's all I got. Well, it's not what I asked you. If it's all you got, I just asked you if I could have it. Well, no, I'd like to keep it. Okay, well, you do know when you doze off, I'm going to fucking steal it, right? You're not going to have it anyway. Oh, fuck, man. So now, but listen, gentry, no bullshit. I'm learning. I am getting, this is what they call an increased resistance. I am developing an increased resistance to being ripped off by people, because the more they do it, the more I fucking, my radar is up and I see who's doing it. So there she goes, her electric, the last one, the coup de grace was when she told me they might turn off her electricity any day. I said, how the fuck much is your electricity bill? $900 a month, because you run all these floodlights you think are effective heat. Well, it's all I got. And you're fucking... So what's going to happen when your electric goes out? I don't know. Well, I know. She's getting ready to hit me up. So you know what? Psh, done. Bingo. Gone. Let Omelet know. KLT. Omelet wants to know. She tell me, I don't talk to Omelet anymore. Yeah, because they don't know what the fuck's going on. I said, no, Karen. I think they do know what the fuck's going on. And that's why you don't talk to them anymore. So. Crazy Karen, Karen Everhart. Look her up on Facebook, Karen Everhart. If you're a man and you want her, look her up. Go ahead, have her. Listen, there's a crow. Oh, like a cheetah crow. Like a cheetah crow right now. All right, Jet, you well. I don't know. It's getting ready to be. I appreciate the fact that now it's almost 6 o'clock and it's not even fucking dark yet. So we got answered. She answered my phone. I told you about that. She wants me to wear dirty underwear. I told you about that. Floodlight. She cold water, dirty dishes, stole my whiskey. She wants me to get in bed with her, leave stuff everywhere. Well, that's me right there. Yeah, listen. This son of a bitch thinks that by stealing whatever I have, that I will stay because I won't leave without my stuff. Guess what, stupid son of a bitch? I left shit in California when I was panning for gold out there. I left shit in Oklahoma when I bought property there. I left shit in Blackjack, Texas, when I was living with my nephew Shane. I left shit on a shrimp boat. I left shit at your plantation. My $500 fucking blazer. You tell me your old lady, Amy, probably put it out there in the shed. I could come down there and get outside that fucking fence and say, where's my fucking clothes, man? And they'll be in that shed or I'll fucking beat your ass and just come get them. Man, I'll fucking throw you in your fucking pool and fucking drown you, man. I don't give a fuck. And I got shit up here. And I got shit. I could go to four or five points in this country and I have stuff that I left behind there. And I got, listen, look over here. You think you're fucking funny? I'm getting ready to leave some shit behind here. I'm not going to leave here because I'm not going to ride out the winter and then leave before the summer. But if I ever do leave here, hey, look at all this shit. Hey, look at all this shit over here. Yeah, somebody can have that. They can have that. They can have that. They can have that. They can have that. Look at all this shit looking around that. They can have all this shit. And I'll just fucking, like Big Papa said, and I feel so bad about him. Like he told me, he said, you know what you're going to do? You're just going to go there, and you're going to show up, and you're going to wind up just walking away and turn your back, and you're just going to go away, and whatever you leave behind, you don't give a fuck. You just go make your way again somewhere else. I'm like, man, stop talking to me like you know me. And he put LOL. I have all this, Big Papa, yeah. Before things got bad, yeah. We were laughing and joking, yeah, but. LOL, yeah, you know what you're going to do. You're going to leave that van. You left your boat. You left your Camry. You left all your bullshit. And you left Max and Blackjack. You left all your shit in fucking California, Clipper Mills. Yeah, yeah, done that. You left your shit in Oklahoma. Yeah, yeah, done that, yeah. So that's the history of my life, man. I just, my plan is to live to 125 years old. And if I have to leave everything behind that I have at the moment, then I'll find a way to either get it back or I'll do without it. No bullshit. I'm not shitting you, Gentry. And I don't mean to be rude or mean or vicious to you. But I'll tell you right now, I will outlive you by a long shot. I'll find out where they chuck you in the fucking clay. And I'll grind my cigarette butts out on your headstone. And I'll piss on your fucking grave. And I'll be like, hey, Gentry, how you doing? How you doing there, little motherfucker? If you was up here above the fucking dirt, I'll slap the shit out of you again. Okay, but I got to pay my respects to you, so I'll just go ahead and piss on your fucking grave. And I'll mash my cigarette butt out on your headstone. And I'll be back in about 5 years to remind you that I'm still here. I intend to live to one. Listen, dumb ass. If I don't live to 125 years old, then I have a right to be pissed off. But so far, it's so good. I'm going to do it. 125. I'm halfway through my life. You think I'm fucking done? Are you fucking shitting me, man? I got a half a gallon of whiskey right here. And fucking one, two, three. How many I got there? Four, five, 25 natty daddies and a half gallon of whiskey. At a cart that smokes. And you don't think I'll be all right tomorrow morning? Yeah, I'm fucking drugs, man. I mean, and I know, you know, you got the plantation, you got the avocado trees, you got the mango trees, you got everything going on there, and life is great and everything. But when somebody tells me, oh, Did you hear about Gentry? Did you hear about Gentry? No. What the fuck about Gentry? Well, he wound up getting pancreatic cancer. Oh, no, that's terrible. That's the same one that the goddamn Apple founder, whatever his name was, got, yeah. Billions and billions of dollars couldn't save him. So what about Gentry? He's got Shaq in his corner. Gentry's got Shaq in his corner. Shaq can save Gentry. Gentry has pancreatic cancer. Shaq can save him. Oh, no. Oh, no. They told him he's fucking gone, done, motherfucker. Don't matter who the fuck he knows. Okay, well, I know it's from Indiana. Indiana. I keep joking. Indiana. Right, whatever. I'm just joking. But I'll find you. I'll find you in Indiana. And I'm gonna stop and we'll have a beer. I'll probably sit right on your fucking head. I'll probably sit right on your fucking face by the headstone. Because I know you can use, like somebody camping in a tent. You can tell where their head is when they're camping in a tent. You can tell. I'm going to sit on your fucking head. Bye, Bart. Hey, Gentry, watch out. Let me drink this beer. Oh, I got a piss. Let me rinse off my fucking cigarette ashes off your fucking headstone, Gentry Thomas Odom. That was rude. That was rude of me to grind my ashes out of your headstone. But I'll rinse it off, piss on it, and then maybe I'll even take a nap. You know what I'll do? I will take a fucking nap. I will take a fucking nap with my head on your headstone. And I'll tell you, and I'll be talking to you. I'll say, Gentry, what about all this shit? You talk about my liver going out, my kidneys going out. I smoke too much. I drink too much. Where are you now? Are you really 6 feet underground from where I am right now? Because I need to. I'm not going to shit on your grave, but goddamn, I've been eating goddamn fucking tacos and fish sandwiches and shit, so I got to go off here in the woods or something like that, but goddamn, man, I just want you to know, just so you know, I will be around long, long, long. Omelet said on KLT that one day Tree Rat and I were going to be dead soon. That was about 10 years ago. Well, guess what? Tree Rat is no longer here. So he was half right. But guess what there, fat boy? Guess who's still here? And don't make me, I will never wish cancer on anybody ever again. That's a Joe Scott deal. I hope you get cancer. Now that I've seen what cancer does to people, I will never wish cancer on anybody ever in my life again. Because that's cruel and it's unusual. And people put a shotgun in their mouth before they will succumb to cancer. So I will never wish cancer on anybody again. I've done it before because of Joe Scott. I hope you get cancer. I said, I hope you get cancer too. Yeah, fuck you. So I won't do it anymore. Big Papa got esophageal cancer where you cannot swallow food. You can't breathe. You can't drink. You can't do anything. All he can do is wither away, and he held on until Christmas. When I talked to him last in the summer, I said, will you make it to Christmas? He said he didn't know. Well, he made it to Christmas, and that was it. But when I talked to him 2 days before Christmas, I feel bad, but I ended up hanging the phone up on him because I couldn't take it. I hung the phone up on Big Papa because I could not take how he was doing. I couldn't take it. And I said, I can't take this. And I hung the phone. You're my friend. I understand you're dying, but I can't do this. So I hung the phone up on him. But I have all his messages on my phone. LOL is the last one. The last one I got from him was LOL. I said, I hope you make it to Christmas. And he said, LOL. Well, he died on Christmas. Yeah. Well, I was still in my garden. Pretty sad. Makes you wonder about what's going on. But whatever, man. I got to go. I can't. My phone. What am I? Let me look at my phone here. Let me see what I'm at. Gentry Radio. I'm at, 22%. All right, Gentry. Fuck, what am I doing here? I mean, we're in a heat wave. We're in the 30s and 40s. I appreciate it. I think we went through this. I'm sorry, my friend Big Papa Mark Bixby died. Mark Lee Bixby. Yeah, I feel bad. I'm running. Oh, shit. I am running out of old-time friends. And I was told by Paul years ago, you're getting old enough now. We're going to start seeing your friends drop off. And sure enough, they're doing it. They're doing it. They're dropping off. You know, they're going. But you know what? I have to carry on. You should listen to the song by Fun. It's a band called Fun, F-U-N. It's called Carry On. Carry On. You have to carry on. Well, what else can you do? Carry on. Carry on. It's 125 years old. They're bust, man. And I'll piss on everybody's grave. And I'll kick dirt on their fucking headstones. If I die before you or anybody that you know, you fucking let me know, man. I got a feeling that ain't going to happen, just so you know. You back there again? Yeah, fuck you. Good, I'm glad you did that. I'm fucking... Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's my song. Yeah.
And I found you with a bottle of wine. You had in the crowd. I like the 4th of July.
Yep. Yep.
You swore and said we are not. We yep. are not shining stars.
I never
yes,
said
I know,
we are.
I never said we are.
Right.
Though I've never been through hell like that. I've closed enough right. windows. No, you can never look back.
Right. So.
If you're lost in a alone. Or you're sinking like a stone. Carry on.
That's right.
May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground.
Carry
on.
May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground.
Carry on.
Carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Do you understand that? May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Sorry about it, but... Yeah? Yeah. 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 I could sing like this right here. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not lost and alone, and I'm not in that stuff. But no. But listen, Jackie. 125 years old, or nothing. Okay, I could go right now, but I'm not going right now. I'm halfway through my life. I have a lot of shit to do, man. I'm gonna be 100 years old, man, and fucking tell people. Whatever happened to Jakey? I said, oh, who the fuck knows? What about Jay Ender? Who the fuck knows about him either? What about Jesse Clapham out there at the Shrimp Boys? Who the fuck knows about him? What happened to everybody out there? I don't fucking know, man. I'm a goddamn 100 years old. I'm 100 years old. I can't remember 30 or 40 years ago is what's going to wind up happening. I'll make it to 100. Maybe he'll make it to 60. So, 40 years, they'll be like, whatever happened to Gentry? I said, I don't know. Well, fuck you, down at a plantation, running some kind of goddamn podcast playground bullshit. And the hurricane come through there, tornadoes come through there. And I heard that the fucking 500 people got tore up and thrown out and all that shit. And I never heard from that fucker again. And I said, well, do you think about him? I said, that motherfucker don't send me any fucking money. What the fuck does it mean to think about? You know the fuck? Yeah, where's my goddamn money? Well, 10 years go by, 20 years go by, 30 years go by. Where the fuck is my money? And then they tell me at the 40 years later, whatever happened to that guy? I said, that motherfucker. motherfucking, I never heard from that motherfucker 40 fucking years ago. You know, sent me a couple hundred dollars, and I appreciate it. Listen, I do appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I got cleaned out some nasty people up here. Yeah, a nasty woman, yeah. So every roll of quarters, not every roll of nickels or even dimes, but every roll of quarters, every 10 or 20 rolls of quarters that you have to send me, I will wind up, listen, I'm going to tell you this one more time. While I look out this window, it's still daylight here. Times are changing. In the spring, it's going to be beautiful weather here, 70 degrees every day, 50 every night. And that goes through May and June and July and August and September. Cold fronts roll through here all summer long. Kid Rock sings a song about it. It was summertime in northern Michigan. It ain't too much fun here right now. But you know what? We're getting ready to round the corner there, punk. We're getting ready to round the corner. It's getting ready to be in the 60s and 70s. And we got 4 months, and while you're 125 degrees under a fucking mango tree with mangoes falling out of the tree and hitting you in the head like a Newton apple hitting him and all that shit, they're going to hit you. And I'll be thinking about it like, listen, Buck makes a joke, Buck Stevenson, he makes a joke in the summertime in Cross Creek. He's up there in Cross Creek by Orange Lake, which is north of Gainesville. His grandkids go to Florida. Going to play baseball. But anyway, so he's up there in Cross Creek, and he just loves it in the winter. He likes to rub it in here. Boy, it's 67 down here right now, yeah. What about in fucking August, man? When you bail back up here to where it's 70 degrees and you say, my fat is melting in Florida. Is your fat melting today? I bet your fat ain't melting today. Yeah, I don't hear shit. Oh, 67. In the swamp. Yeah. Is your fat melting today? Well, okay. You're gonna wait till the summer and you'll be a, oh, fuck. I don't want to. I'm trying to think of one. What do you call that? I'm trying to think of what it's called. Where you're this way down here, but you're this way up here. You're this way, you're that way. I don't know, man. I'm getting too, where's my fucking booze at? You know, I'm gonna get my booze. Listen, Gentry, I wanna go ahead and let you go, man, because here's the fucking deal. We're in a little bit of a heat wave here. I appreciate it. 41 degrees. Yeah, 41 degrees. Snows not a little bit. God damn, that whiskey's good now. And you know what? It's a true story right here. I'm sitting right here right now. I got my three cheeseburgers right there. They're ready to eat. They're ready to eat. I ain't ready to eat them, but they're ready to eat. Ain't no crazy Karen around here. I got my queen-size bed right there. You know the other day they come to deliver me a pizza and fucking knocked on my door like knocking on your plantation door. Oh, they knocked on the van door. I like that fucker. You order a pizza? Fuck, I forgot all about that. Yeah. That's somebody sitting right away. I don't give a fuck. So, all right, judging. What we'll do, I got a pretty good rig here now. I got two or three different systems. One for cooking, one for heating. Fucking about here. Hey, listen, you think I'm fucking bullshitting? Let me tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret. If I want to, if I get somebody to help me, I can start this fucking truck up. Start it right up. I can go where the fuck I want. 75. I'm here in Mansfield, 75, right over there in Gaylord, 12 miles away. I'll be on 75. I got to pack some snow on my license plate where they can't read it. So this 2 years old. And I hope it, and well, shit, it ain't gonna last past Georgia. Shit. What am I gonna do? I don't know. Shit. Maybe I'll try to catch you, but listen, I could show up there. I could, and you know what? You think I don't know where you live? I'll remind you. You live in the Briarcliff or Briarwood neighborhood. Because remember, I had to call the cops the one night. I forgot what for. No, I think I was ordering a pizza. Briarcliff, Briarwood. And then once I get in that neighborhood where that Chili Pepper crashes motorcycle sliding around the corner, got a ticket, being all fucking drunk sliding out as your guitar player for your band, yeah. I'll recognize that corner. You don't think I'll know how to go around that corner down that right? And then down where all the people hate you because you fucking scare their kids and their cats and their fucking dogs. You're not fooling me, man. If I want to find you, I can go down that one road by Briarcliff and look right over the fence right at your fucking house and that's where that's my fucking tree right there. That is my fucking tree. That one fence by the highway that I know where it's at. There's a sidewalk right there. I could come there. But I'm not doing it. You know I'm better than that. I don't give a fuck. I'm listening. 125 or bus. I understand. You know, post my goddamn show. I don't know who I gave shout outs to. Mackie Ward, his dad's a pioneer pilot. You know, put a 350 Chevy in an airplane. First one to ever do it. The Ward mod, right? And now they still use that today. His dad chopped the airplane in half and made the back section longer so he could put a 350 Chevy motor in the motherfucker to fly it. Yeah, okay. Oshkosh Air Show, yeah. Mackie Ward's dad did it. Yeah. Howdy, Mackie. Pete Arzola, digging flounder over there, Port Aransas, great. Who's down there and where you're at? Jesse, you still alive? I know you're doing fentanyl, like Tom Petty, like Prince, like everybody. I know you told me last time, you may not make it till tomorrow. So I'll wait a year or two and check back in on y'all. The hurricane come through, the garbage gone, everybody's fucking gone. I don't give a fuck, man. All right, James, well, I've been on there for goddamn 30 fucking minutes and fucking 41 degrees, fucking not raining, snow, gloomy. Oh, shit. I'm not trying to be downtrodden, but I will tell you this right here. I won't be doing this shit again. I did it this time only for the experience of going from spring in Michigan, northern Michigan. Spring. Winter's kind of crummy. When you hit spring and the snow melts and it starts warming up a little bit, now you got 3 or 4 or 5 months of beautiful weather. 70s at night, 70s at daytime, 50s at night. Garden, beautiful garden. I got to get serious this year. This year, I'm going to have a world-class garden. Lots of underground things, beets, carrots, and potatoes, all the things that can take the cold weather when it gets cold. So I'll be a little better prepared. But until then, you know, I guess, I don't know, it's redundant. I'm not stupid. It's redundant for me to sit here and think that I will sit here and stay on this fucking phone long enough for either my phone to go dead or for you to fucking hang up. So I hate to be the one to be so rude or mean or ugly, but I'm going to hang up because I'm going to tell you why. I got shit to do here, like nothing. Okay, bye, son of a bitch. Where's my fucking clicker at? Can't find my clicker.